Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today we are continuing in our study of the promises of God for everyday life. I want to focus today on God's promise of forgiveness. I am speaking specifically to those of you who are believers and who struggle with feeling forgiven when you've confessed sin to God, when you've fallen short in some way, when you've been disobedient and you've gone to the Lord and asked for forgiveness, or if you struggle with even going to the Lord because of feeling overwhelming guilt in having not kept God's standards. I am speaking specifically to you today because God wants you to take hold of, to understand, have revelation of His promise to you of forgiveness, of being completely cleansed when we go to the Lord with our sin and humble ourselves and ask for His forgiveness. Many Christians are defeated in their Christian walk because of a lack of understanding or lack of revelation of God's promise to them of forgiveness. When Jesus died on the cross and bore the sin of the whole world, understand that He bore all of your sin, past, present, and future. He knew, even as people come to the Lord and they begin to walk with God, that they would struggle, that they would stumble, that they would fall down. The Lord tells us that the righteous person falls 7 times, but the Lord helps him up. And it's the idea of a continual relationship with God where we humble ourselves and He assists us and forgives us and picks us back up again. God's promise of forgiveness to the believer is specifically spelled out in 1 John 1:9. This passage was written to the church, and it says very simply and yet powerfully, if we confess our sins, He, God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is a powerful promise. If you are struggling with guilt, with feeling forgiven, with being able to feel close to God after you've sinned, with being able to worship because you still are under a cloud of condemnation, it's vital for you to renew your mind to the Word of God. Memorize 1 John 1:9 and take it to heart. God says if we confess our sins, He's faithful. And He's just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us, meaning make us perfectly clean, white as snow, from all trace of unrighteousness. This is an important promise for those of you who have been beaten down by the enemy of your soul with the spirit of condemnation. When you feel condemned because of a sin you've committed, understand, condemnation is not from God. Conviction is from the Holy Spirit. Condemnation is from an unclean spirit, from the spirit of the enemy, Satan himself. That spirit tries to keep you with your head down, unable to look up to your heavenly Father, unable to be in fellowship with God, unable to feel like you can even fellowship with other saints. That spirit is trying to undermine the very work that Jesus did for you. And in order to be free from that, you must renew your mind to what God's Word says so that you can combat the lies of the enemy that come against you when you struggle and take hold of the truth of God's Word, which says He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us when we have confessed our sins to Him. The condition of this promise is very simple. First of all, it says, if we confess our sins. Confess, simply defined, means the result of an inward conviction and the admitting oneself guilty of what one is accused. You confess with your mouth, the scripture tells us. So we tell the Lord, God, I have failed you. I confess lying as sin. I confess lustful thoughts as sin. I confess looking at wrong movies and wrong TV and taking that in through my eye gates, putting my eyes upon evil things. I confess that as sin. Whatever area you have struggled with, you have to call it what God calls it and say, God, I confess this thing as sin to you. And then we know that God himself has promised that he'll forgive us and he'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But many people go around all of their lives with unconfessed sin, and therefore they have a blockage or a hindrance between themselves and God. And they wonder why they do not enjoy worship. They can't read their Bible. They have a hard time praying. There is a hindrance, the scripture says, between us and God when there's sin, and it's a blockage. God wants to extend his mercy, his grace, his hand to you, but there's a thing that's often between God and a person, and it's their sin. If you don't confess your sin, you'll never receive his cleansing. We have to be humble or have God's attitude in order to admit the truth about ourselves. Remember, Jeremiah 17:9 tells us that the heart of a man is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who could know it? Well, the answer to that rhetorical question, who could know the heart, the human heart, is simply God alone can truly understand and see the human heart for what it really is. We have to have God's help or the Holy Spirit's help in order to see our hearts as God sees it. We have to admit the truth about ourselves. We can make no excuses for our sin or rationalize our sin. Do you realize that when you rationalize your sin, saying, well, it's not really that bad, or God understands, and we don't confess it as sin, we just sweep it under the carpet of a false grace by saying, oh, God understands my weakness. That's not confessing your sin to God. And when you don't confess your sin, you don't receive his forgiveness and his cleansing. It's important that we face the truth and we make no excuses and we don't rationalize our sin. Rationalizing your sin is pride, and a prideful attitude will cause God to resist you. Remember, the scripture says that God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Remember when the Pharisee and the tax collector were in the temple, and the Pharisee said, oh God, you know, I'm glad I'm not like this tax collector over here. And he began to recount to God, as if God didn't know, all the great things that he'd done. Oh, how he tithed and et cetera, et cetera. The tax collector only beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And the one that went out of there justified was the one who had humbled himself. God sees the heart. God is very much interested in bringing you to a place where you have unblocked fellowship with the Father, but it comes through humility on our part, confessing our sins to God, receiving God's grace and forgiveness, and not bearing false responsibility once God has said he forgave your sins. Satan wants to keep you under a load of false guilt. If you continue to beat yourself once you've confessed your sin to God and God has forgiven you, you have chosen to believe the devil over God's word, because it's the devil that's telling you you're no good. You might as well not even try to be a Christian. God didn't forgive you. He doesn't hear your prayers. You did this terrible thing. You have made a decision to come under the influence of an unclean lying spirit, and that lying spirit keeps you under condemnation. Whereas the Holy Spirit says, if you confess your sins, I'm faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Which one will you choose? God wants you to embrace and fully believe and take him at his word that he has a promise of forgiveness for every single person who will come humbly confessing their sins, asking for God's forgiveness. And then the requirement on us is to believe that God has done what he said. He has forgiven and he's cleansed you from all trace, every trace of uncleanness and unrighteousness. Do not agree with the enemy who will say, You're not forgiven. You're not forgiven. You're still dirty. You're still unclean. That is a lying spirit. God wants you to agree with His word and reject and renounce all agreement with the lying spirit that's sent to try to keep you under a false load of guilt and condemnation. God wants you to be free. Understand, if you can walk in the promise of God's forgiveness, you'll walk with a clear conscience. Because confessing your sin and receiving His faithful cleansing and forgiveness will keep your conscience clear. Secondly, you'll have unblocked fellowship with the Father. Thirdly, we are told in 1 John 1 verse 7, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. So we'll have fellowship with other believers if we keep our conscience clear by confessing our sin to God. When you walk in the light as He is in the light, that means that you are open and honest before God. You are agreeing with God. You're letting His light shine on your heart, expose any darkness, drive it out, cleanse it by His blood. And it says, the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. So this is a beautiful part of this promise. Unblock fellowship with the Father, unblock fellowship with the brethren. And last of all, answered prayer. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 21 and 22, we see this amazing promise if we keep our conscience clear by taking a hold of the promise of forgiveness. It says, beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God. And whatever we ask, referring to prayer, we receive from Him. That's an interesting promise. If your heart doesn't condemn you, which means if you don't have any conviction of sin because you've been forgiven, you've confessed it and received His forgiveness, then we can have confidence towards God, and whatever we ask in prayer, we can receive from Him. God bless you. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.